Like, have you ever seen the comics Pizza at Taco Bell?
Let's see. Well, I guess I think I said most of my piece a moment ago. But I would want to make a point that these things apply not only to consumer businesses, but to all businesses. So there's been, a lot of you may be aware of like different kinds of XML as we try to define how is the data going to be exchanged in our business, and the need to manage knowledge and ontologies. Knowledge management as a whole field has been waiting a long time, I think, to finally become sort of something that was recognized and respected in its own right. I think that as we finally start having these kinds of semantic tools and infrastructure becoming used in our routine work, every piece of search that we do should benefit from these kind of semantics. It's going to then finally be imperative to organize the knowledge and, you know, find ways to, you know, capture and add semantics and use it in across our business. So not just a business to consumer shift, but one that I think will affect all of business. And that's very exciting for you know, a conference focused on the Knowledge Forum and on Collabonomics.
Now, Andreas, what was your open question to yourself in your answer?
So I thought about the question which most people have asked me over the last years. And that's always the question that companies say, well, how can we use that stuff? So I thought I'd give you a couple of examples of companies I've worked with, starting with the company in China, Alibaba, where I worked with Ma Yun, with Jack Ma, in the very early days, just even before Taobao was started, on trying to understand the data people provide and creating incentives for people to provide more. And you all know that Alibaba by now is the largest B2B player in the world. More recently, another in this area of selling stuff to people, which is a good thing because you get paid for it, a company is called Otto Group. Otto makes about $20 billion a year, and they just launched a site for social commerce. So those ideas about relationships between people are taken very seriously by a very traditional German company, and I believe they even have some presence in Korea. Mm-hmm. Third example is from a company I worked with called Best Buy, company which has 140,000 employees. And about 3-4 weeks ago at Google Zeitgeist, the CEO of Best Buy declared, Best Buy is one wiki. One wiki. So that means that everybody in the store can actually write to the database and say what he or she really thinks about their product, and consumers, as in the shop, can also use their mobile phone to annotate things. So these are dramatic changes of Web 3.0, how people interact with companies. The last example is from travel, where I worked with a German airline called Lufthansa recently on designing a new loyalty program for them, which again leveraged the connections between people. So it's 10 hours, 11 hours from Seoul to Frankfurt. Hey, if they understood who you're interested in, wouldn't it be nice to have these 10, 11 hours of quality time with that kind of person you're interested in? Maybe give them some miles for that. So these are all examples of big companies. I could give other examples of startups, but I think I want to certainly leave the other panelists to leave some more time for them to also comment on how do businesses really use Web 3.0 to make more money.
Thank you. Thank you, Andreas. We have 2 minutes to finish this session, and then let's hand over the question to the floor. It should be only one question, though. Can somebody get the mic for this gentleman?
June.
Occasionally, I came to be a friend of Andres, so I will just add comments on your definition of 3.0, and I will ask you a comment. Okay, so in my opinion, I think everybody was, when all the panels, I was wondering whether how can we make the money in the area of 3.0. I think from there we have to start about the definition of 3.0. In point one, we were just sending information in one direction. It was almost a copy of offline. And in point 2.0, we were sending information in both directions. So there were flow of information. It's a flood. But because it was flood, nobody can make money out of it. So everything was garbage. Of course, there were some valuable information. But in 3.0, I think that we have to find out which is valuable information. So some company who can send their information very strongly to their customer, it's kind of similar to point one, but the 1.0, but the sending information effectively to their customers. So I think they will make money, and we are ready to pay money for them. Okay. So I just wonder, how do you think about this definition and with your definition in relation?
Yeah, I agree with you that the economics of Web 3.0 is actually this big shift. Here, we are in Korea. Korea, as you all know, has higher bandwidth, etc. So communication certainly is one of the key strengths of Korea. New business models have emerged here. Think Cyworld, with at the beginning, many people in the West thought, how absurd could it be that somebody's paying for some virtual item? They make lots of money with it. So I think we don't have to look into the West, but we can actually look locally here, because you have the communication infrastructure, the bidirectional communication, the cheap communication infrastructure for much longer than people had it in the West. So I think it might be the right thing to actually reflect the question back to the Korean person here, asking you, what do you think, or asking the audience, what do they think? How can we make money given the Web 3.0 communication infrastructure?
You have to pay the admission fee for that answer. Given the time constraint, I have to end this session. Wrapping up today, we have examined a future trend associated with revolutionary advancement in rapidly changing media world. Driven by the constant innovation in media industry, alongside increasing role of the users, Web 3.0 will arrive in the next phase, that's for sure. Correspondingly, a new lifestyle will rise as we have been last over a decade. In addition to that, the media industry is expected to be much more prosperous, allowing us to thrive in the new business opportunities. I was particularly happy being in this session because, unlike other sessions, it was not gloomy at all. It was exciting and promising. I thank you, all the speakers and panel and audience, for your active participation. I hope everyone in this room has received unique value and thoughtful insight regarding the upcoming changes defined today as Web 3.0. Thank you very much.